The name of Jesus is so powerful. Demons shudder when they hear the name of Jesus. Sometimes I just say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Say that powerful name. And sometimes I'll just make sure that so that the enemy will know for sure who I'm talking about. Jesus, the one who died, went to hell and rose again. The guy that grew up in Nazareth, that's the one I'm talking about. The Savior of the world, the Redeemer. He's the one that has all authority. And since he has all authority, every demonic force has to flee in the name of Jesus. Do you use the name of Jesus in praying over your family? Do you use the name of Jesus over your kids? Do you use the name of Jesus when you get up in the morning saying, good morning, Jesus? He is ever there for us. There is power in the name. You know, it was Jesus who sent the Holy Spirit to us. He would come back. Jesus said, I will send the Holy Spirit to you. And he also said, whatsoever things you ask in my name, I will do it. So we ask the Father in the name of Jesus, and the Father hears, Jesus? And you have relationship with Jesus? You're connected with Jesus? He has all that I have. All that I am belongs to Jesus. You're connected with him? Well, you can have it then. It's yours. It's available to you. Because we're connected with the Lord Jesus Christ. What a privileged people you and I are. Power in the name of Jesus. What did Jesus say about his name? In my name they shall cast out devils. Well, no wonder devils don't want you to speak the name of Jesus. No wonder devils don't want you to come up with talking about Jesus. No wonder the devil hates to hear people talking about Jesus. I remember Norval Hayes talking about when he was casting out devils sometimes, and he'd say, just name of Jesus. He said, sometime I'd say it just to torment them. And they'd yell back, don't say that name, don't say that name. No, the name of Jesus does causes things to come together in the spiritual realm for the body of believers. When we declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, when we declare that we are in covenant relationship with him, and when we declare that Jesus has all power in heaven and on earth. See, you and I have to declare that. Because when we say it, we are declaring it for ourselves. In fact, Jesus could have all power and does have all power in heaven and on earth, and it never have any influence on us if we don't believe it and receive it. If we don't declare that Jesus has power, all power in heaven and earth. And so he has power over your situation, no matter what you're going through. There's power in the authority of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Every spirit of poverty has to bow its knee. Every spirit of sickness, every spirit of disease has to bow its knee to the Lord Jesus Christ. Every person who needs deliverance can be delivered in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every demonic foe that ever has come against any marriage can be defeated in the name of Jesus Christ. But it has to be declared. We need to believe it, but we also need to receive it. Let me say that again. We need to believe it, but we also need to receive it. How do you receive something? What's some of the things that you do when you receive? When you receive a revelation, it usually comes with a small little seed. And it seems big to us because it's brand new. When we think about, we can have a relationship with Jesus. When we hear that preached for the first time, that we can actually have a relationship with Jesus. We can actually hear God, that God actually speaks to us. When we think about, we hear that, we get a revelation about that, it comes just as a little seed. And it will grow according to the degree that we meditate on it and pray about it and talk to Jesus about it. It will begin to grow. And the more it grows, the greater revelation that we'll have.